Good morning, Renaissance Wood Whisperer fans. This is me coming to you from the marketplace floor of day two of Woodworking America. Was not able to really get any updates out yesterday because basically it was a complete whirlwind. I went from one thing to the next in very quick succession. The one possible criticism I would add about this conference is the distance between the marketplace and the seminars is at least a 10 to 15 minute walk from the main conference room floor over to the seminar rooms. So you really don't have much time. I guess what I should be doing is doing audioboo updates as I'm running from one to the other, but you know how crazy we all look as we run along and talk to ourselves into our phones, so maybe my own pride is keeping me from doing that. But I wanted to give you a quick update. Yesterday morning, I started off the morning by sitting in on the molding plane class with the Williams and McConnell team. And the one thing I'll say, it was really funny to see Don struggling with his bench. He was working with the 21st Century Workbench, Bob Lang's bench, and just kept pointing out the inadequacies of sticking moldings on a bench, which has caught so much acclaim. And a lot of it was because the dog holes were placed so far back from the edge. So it was just an interesting insight. The other thing was, is he kept kind of throwing moving Philisters under the bus. And here I am sitting next to Kyle Barrett, the young 15 or 16-year-old plane whiz kid that Chris Schwartz has talked about so much, who makes moving Philisters. It was just a little interesting juxtaposition. But learned a lot about molding planes. I definitely think I'm going to go out and check out the Lee Nielsen DVDs on molding planes as well. So more updates to come soon.